confusion of the scheduling, I was never successful in getting into my YU email. And then I found afterward that it's a bracha, because the amount of YU emails is very, very significant. So I didn't try to, and I found that it was a good thing, so I haven't pursued that. So I was under the impression that the curriculum is being reorganized, but I didn't hear about it, so I figured it was being reorganized. And then I found out that we're on schedule as in previous years, but I really had scheduled to be at my son's Shavuot Brachos last Thursday, and I have, thank you very much, and I have an appointment that is scheduled for now that I have to, could not reschedule. So we will mitzvah mimashal and everything. We're discussing the first topic. We'll be discussing pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, and pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is one of those topics that Shulchan Aruch says that a rav has to have on his fingertips. There are very few topics that the Shulchan Aruch itself says, and that the kadmonim, the acharonim say that a rav has to have familiarity with, to the extent that one has to try as hard as possible to know how to paskin without looking things up. Most things, almost everything, has a chance to look up, except for a sefer Torah that is a toss that you have to know on the spot, and certain hilchos tefillah. And historically, we know that some rabbanim who didn't know the luach, they got into trouble. They either lost their positions or their wives. So there are different stories about that. But most of us, we said we have to look things up, we have to ask our rebbeim, 98% of the situation will be okay. However, Shulchan Aruch writes that it's a mitzvah chalos of Shabbos when a person is in a pikuach nefesh situation. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Yerushalmi that says that Hashoyel, that a person who asks a shayla, here we have a guy who may be in a pikuach nefesh case, and it may require doing one of the malachis of Shabbos in order to save this person's life. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Hashoyel harei zeh shevach damim, and the Yerushalmi says vehanishal, different nuschois, our nishal, our nusach is our nishal meguna, that the rav who takes the question is censured. Question is, how could you censure the rav for taking a question? He didn't cause the pikuach nefesh. He didn't cause the shaila. So the answer is because the Magen Avraham, the Mishavura, amplifies this, is because the rav should have been ahead of the curve and have taught his balabatim the pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos, and that this is what we do in certain situations. And this should be an ongoing limud that a rav has with his balabatim, so that it never comes to the point where there's a pikuach nefesh case and a person may require tipol, medication or treatment or immediately, and it should never come to the case where a balabas is asking the shayla. So that's the two mandates, and the three mandates of pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos in Rabbanu learning it. One is Rabbanu have to know the halacha, like any other area of halacha. Number two is that Rabbanim have to be in a position to teach the halacha, to be ahead of the game. That has to be on some measure of frequency that a rabb is teaching pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos with some details. And the third issue is that a rabb has to be able to respond right away, so that he doesn't cause any delay in providing but that which has to be provided. What is enough to communicate? So the pashtus says pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos, sofik pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos. That's one. Number two, practically speaking, it's very important to relate to people that making a phone call to Nisat Rabbanim. So whenever the person requires some kind of medical intervention, and you have any suffix whatsoever, it's a call. Find out whether it requires the person being seen in an emergency room, whether it requires being seen later on. You have a suffix. Be mevaru, the nisa drabona. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that in as much as a rav is the obligation to teach his balabatim, pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos, and the rav is the obligation to create the culture that pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos with alacrity, nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan said that you also have to teach your Balabata that sometimes it's not, that sometimes Pikuach Nefesh will have to, that sometimes the Shaila is appropriate, is in place. For example, if you know that speed is not of essence, right? If you know that, then you have information. Either you know the situation, you've been through this before, you have a doctor on the spot, and they say, you can wait till this afternoon, wait till tonight. Or he needs treatment. There are different possibilities how to get it. And if we do it in the next hour or two, so then you have time to ask a rav. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that the Gemara Menachos says that if you have a chola is in a life-threatening situation, and the doctor says it requires a grape, will save his life. Now you go to the orchard and you have some grapes that are single grapes hanging on a vine, and you have a vine that has two grapes. So halacha is you have to cut the one that only, if he only needs one grape, so you have to cut the vine that only has one grape. Otherwise, it's ribi b'shurim. So Aruch HaShulchan says, you see from this that even in a case of pikuach nefesh, sometimes you have to think it through and make decisions. So it means that in as much as we have to emphasize pikuach nefesh d'Erech HaShabbos, in as much as we have to have the culture that if God forbid there's any suffix whatsoever that speed is of the essence when it does not delay, at the same time we have to have a counter force that says, but when speed is not of the essence, then the shaila should be raised, right? And that's going to carry us through the different parts of this sugya. That when it comes to person asking about medicine, and the medicine is not a pikuach nefesh situation, so then of course there'll be room for a shaila, and we should ask a shaila. So that's the balance that a rav has to try to create in his kehila. And that's why this area of the halach is very important to have to learn about it and to raise as many practical situations as we can, so that you have halachim and approaches, and at least that you know what is one of the top priorities of one's learning as one goes into the rabbanus. There are people who are ill have three different categories in the area of Lagav Shabbos. A person can be a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, a life-threatening situation. Sofek pikuach nefesh is in the same categories as pikuach nefesh. And a person can be a chayla, but he's not pikuach nefesh. He can be a chayla because he's not fala mishka. He can be a chayla because he has chayla b'chol gufay. So that means he's determined as a chayla, he's ill. But he's not in a life-threatening situation. If it would be a Tuesday, go home and lie down. So then for a chayla shenof ala mishkov, so then we're going to discuss, he can't be machal Shabbos. There are kulas that the Shulchan Aruch has, for example, Amir Lenachri. You can ask a goy for a chayla shenof ala mishkov. The shayla whether a chayla, will not be chayv and tanis the rabbanon. Right? It could be a situation should be mokim tzal that goes with the rabbanon, but we can't be machal de raisa. And then there is a third level, and that is a person who is a healthy person. He's not nafal mishkav. He's functioning normally, but he's aggravated by some kind of cave, by some kind of tzar, physical tzar. So then there's a chumra. Then Chazal said that because people are very, very istinessy, very sensitive when it comes to physical ailments, so then the people end up doing things that might be awesome. So therefore Chazal made an extra iser on a bori she'ein boy, a bori that is a mechush ba'alma, who has the aggravated as a tzar, and an extra iser is that they cannot take medication, because they may come to be to prepare some amanim and be over these yivtechen, and we'll discuss that after we first discuss the chol sheyesh bo sakana. When it comes to chol sheyesh bo sakana, so the Gemara has in several places that we have halacha lamaisa that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, various sources the Gemara quotes. Chai Bahem, one source, that like any other lav, except for Shas Hashman, and except for the three Haveiros Chamurais, so Shabbos is one of those mitzvahs that Pikoch Nefesh is caused it to be waived. To what extent does Pikuach Nefesh waive Shabbos? That's a machlekes amongst the Rishonim, whether it is b'teiras hutra or b'teiras tachuya. Gemara says whenever there are two halachas that are competing, and the halacha is that one halacha gives way to the other, tuma b'tzibur, right? Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos. Gemara says, the Sifrei says, Rabbi Chilta says, that is pshat in Shomer b'zochor b'dibur echad nemru. That's where the Sifrei says, that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is meramis to us, that zochor, the Laban, Shomer is the mitzvah of maintaining the observance of Shabbos. And we paskin that chalel of Shabbos achas k'day shetivu Shabbos is harbe. So the Sifrei says, that is Shomer b'zochor b'dibur echad nemru, because Baruch Hu gave us at the same time all the lavin of Shabbos, and at the same time, because Baruch Hu said chalel of Shabbos k'day shetivu Shabbos harbe. So that is b'shabbos. And then the Sifrei goes on to say that there are many mitzvahs that were nitan b'vas achas. So, for example, the tuma, I guess b'tzibur, it might be, I'm not sure. But the shatnes and the tcheles, shatnes is b'gdi kahuna, yibum and the iser of eishes ach, lists all of the different times when one mitzvah gives way to the other mitzvah. So the question is, whenever one mitzvah gives way to the other mitzvah, to what degree is one mitzvah folded, one mitzvah waived? So Gemara says, is it waived entirely? And once there's pikuach nefesh, then there ke'ilu, there's no Shabbos. Or is it waived to the extent that is necessary? If it's waived to the extent that it's necessary, it's called dechuya. That's efshel lekayim shneyim. Then you have to do both. The only time that when one mitzvah is nidches from the other mitzvah, that we allow it to be nidches is if it's impossible to do both mitzvahs. Or do we say that the Torah said no? That in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, ki'ilu, the other mitzvah is not there altogether, that's called hutra. Whereas it's machlech legabe tuma b'tzibur. Roiv of the koyanim are temeim. But we know if roiv are temeim, that means that there are kohenim who are not temeim. So let's say roiv of the koyanim are temeim, tuma is mutter b'tzibur. But I have a koyan in the outside of Chaimis Yerushalayim, so am I obligated to get that Koyen? I know there's a Koyen in Haifa, so am I obligated to hold off all of the events of the Beis HaMikdash till we bring this Koyen in from Haifa? The Gemara says that depends on whether Tuma, Hutra, or Dechuya B'tzibur. To bring the Koyen in from Haifa, so probably that would be Mutter, we would say Tuma is Dechuya anyways. Israel time shnei, but they have a koyin in the in Ir David. Have a koyin outside Chaimis Yerushalayim. No, so then the Gemara says that depends. If we hold the tuma hutra, tuma dechuya. Tuma hutra means there is a koyin out there, but hutra once roiv koyin emar tameim, then it's keil. There's no din of the Easter tuma mikdash. Or do we say no tuma dechuya is the koyin? I get the koyin. So there is always going to be some shear of what's called Efshel Lekayim Shneyim. But that's the machlokes. Do we say Tuhut, do we say Pikoach Nefesh, do we say Shabbos Tuchuya, or Shabbos Hutra, Esel Pikoach Nefesh? Machlokes to the mice between the Rashba and the Rosh. Rashba, I think, says that Tuma is Tuchuya, and the Rosh is Tuma's Hutra. The machlokes amongst the Kanvayin, we can line up, the Mishnah Berurah lines up the different Rishonim. Halacha Lamaisa, the Mechaber, and Sif Yud Shin Chav Chesif Yud Bey says that we're Mechalal Shabbos if there is a Kotan there, we do not ask the Kotan to be Mechalal Shabbos. If there's a Goy there, we do not ask the Goy Mechalal Shabbos. We're Mechalal Shabbos, Megdala. And the Rambam says, no, we're knowing that if there is a Kotan available, and it's not going to cause any delay in saving this person's life, then he has to come to do. If there is a goy available, and there is no delay in asking the goy to do this, so then we would ask the goy to drive the car, we'd ask the goy to do whatever chilul Shabbos that would be involved. So l'chayra, this issue, whether Shabbos is duchuya or hutra halacha l'masa, is a machlegis machaber Ramah, and anu Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah, and we follow that tumah, that nidches Shabbos b'nei pikuach nefesh, it's duchuya, which means that if there will not be any kind of delay in asking a goy to drive the car, so we ask the guy to drive the car. There's going to be no delay or no significant delay. One's wife is in labor. And whether the husband drives his wife or whether one Ubers to get one's wife to the hospital will not cause a significant enough delay that concerns anybody. Mariah, the doctor won't get there anyways. Right? Or the doctor says it's going to be the 5 minutes apart. By the time we get the doctor, the hospital, you still won't be ready to deliver, but you have to come in. Or the doctor says, come when the labor pains are 5 minutes apart, then you're going to be correctly alert to it, and you're going to go in when they're 7 minutes apart. So then, you're not, there's no delay, significant delay, right? Or let's say a person has, some kind of requires some kind of diagnostic tool, which will not be available anyways for another hour or two. So then we know that issues, the delays are an issue. So then the remote would say, "Machal Shabbos, say they go." And it sounds from the Chaber that one would not necessarily do that. Sounds like, I'm not sure, but that's the, so. Therefore, the general approach of the poskim is to say we follow the remote and we hold the chui. However, there is a strong balancing concern, which the Rambam records, and which the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch says is very much sharp in Lamaisa, and that is that in this particular situation, when we are looking around for the goy, or when we're getting the katan, hopefully not to drive, but maybe asking the katan to do the phone call, so it'll be a shvus to shvus. So the Rambam points out that we may be creating a sakana in a future situation, because we may be communicating, messaging that Shabbos is only dechuya, or maybe Shabbos is not dechuya b'chlal, right? Because b'koach nefesh. And people are going to remember that when the shaila came up in shul as to whether we should take this guy to the hospital or not, so the Rav said, get a goy to take him in. There's a goy two doors down. So they're going to learn, so now they just learn halacha, wrong halacha. They learn halacha, they're only machal mashal say they goy. So the Rambam says that we have to be very, very careful. And the Rambam writes, and the Mechaber quotes this, that even though the Jew and the goy could deal with the pikuach nefesh situation equally effectively, but if we ask a goy to do it or a katan to do it, so then the next time it happens, we're going to be causing a delay in the treatment, and then we're going to be responsible for the yisrashlos and for the inappropriate late response in the future time. And the Mechaber quotes this. Now, it's therefore the Alter Rebbe says, "I have to take this very, very seriously, a very serious concern." And the Alter Rebbe seems to say that you have to shots up the situation. That if, right now in this situation, this chayla will not suffer because we are waiting for a goy, but the next time it comes up, the chayla will suffer, wait for a goy. So Alter Rebbe seems to say, in that case, one has to be concerned about what's going to be lo'osa lo'voy. And however, the Alter Rebbe says, however, if we can teach the halacha correctly, then we should follow the Ramah, Dechui, and teach. In other words, if we could say, all right, I'm going to ask the goy right now, but I'll make an announcement right now. We're asking the goy because this will not in any way compromise the health of the person, or if we're able to send out after Lachar Maisa, we'll be able to teach them all about them. We'll send out emails, we'll give shir, we'll give drushes, and we'll explain Hilchus Pikuach Nefesh, that if there's any form of delay whatsoever, we're Mechalal Shabbos Day Raisa on Yidei Agodol. So then, in those situations, we would follow the Ramaz Heira, because Duchuya Shabbos Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. Halacha L'Maisa for Ashkenazim, I don't know Halacha for Sfardim, Halacha L'Maisa, we follow the rulings of Duchuya, but there's a very strong counter concern, and that is giving the wrong message. And always it's a contemporary concern, but messaging incorrectly. So this was the concern of Chazal, that we have to make sure that Duchuya doesn't give the wrong message. So when the doctor is in a Pikuach Nefesh case, then he has to write down a record, he has to write down a prescription, or he has to write down a certain value, that so that we can compare it to a value later on. We have to write down the temperature, because you have to know, we have to track the temperature. If you don't track the temperature, it's not worth much. Right? And a doctor cannot trust himself that he's going to remember the temperature a few hours later. Right? He has hopefully other things going on in his life. Right? He has other patients. So he has to write it down. So he write it down with his left hand. He'll do a shinui. Right? So then that is a totally appropriate follow the din of Dechuya. We want to follow the din de Rabbanon, not the din de Raisa. It's not going to take any, it will not compromise the health of the person if the prescription is done with his left hand, because anyways, it's always a pella how the pharmacist can read the prescription anyways. The Dvarim Nisim, I don't know whether they always figure it out. But apparently the degree of the care of the writing is totally irrelevant in terms of the soap. Do it with your left hand, right? Might not be a shina. But when it comes to recording the temperature, obviously you're going to do it, you'll be able to read your own bad writings to the doctor with his left hand, because that's not going to cause any kind of esrashos in a future case. So whenever we can do a duchui, whenever we can do a derabbanon, of course you do a derabbanon. In a situation where the experts, the doctors in the shul say this can wait till after Shabbos, then it's not pikoch, and then it's not hudor duchuyah. Of course, we wait till after Shabbos. But if the doctor says it can't wait till after Shabbos, this has to be seen. However, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So then, that's when we're in a situation where we could end up doing, we should be doing duchuyah, but a public form of duchuyah always has to be addressed so that we don't create a hisrashos l'osel lovoi. Right? We have a principle of pikuach nefesh that we are also concerned about shema yisrashos l'osel lovoi. We're going to discuss the situation where Chazal, according to the Chasam Sofer, were allowed a doctor to even return home. They didn't the rabbanon. We have examples in the Mishnah. There are examples in the Mishnah how Hayolech, the midwife goes out to deliver the baby. Now the baby's delivered. All right? There's no pikuach nefesh anymore. So the Gemara says that there are certain kulas we allow the midwife to do, to, even though it's after the delivery. Why is that? Shalei Yisrash L'Asalavai. Because next Shabbos, we wanted to jump back out there, take in and deliver the baby. You don't want the midwife to say, no. Maybe it's a slow delivery, maybe it's only 5 minutes apart, you can wait, maybe somebody else will do it. So that's why there are concerns of Shema Yisrasha L'Asa Lovai, which is being choishesh for a future Pikuach Nevich, is not yet Ba'olam Afilu. That still plays a role in allowing Chil Shabbos. That's in fact why we allow pikuach nefesh for an eni yehudi, because even though the Gemara says that meikra svara, the ikra values of Torah, so we would say according to many amiroim that the value of Shabbos overrides the value of pikuach nefesh. Elamai chalel olav Shabbos achas kedei. Just the math is bad. bad math to be to allow a person to die in the Shabbos because of Shabbos. But in terms of the actual value of one Shabbos for one pikuach nefesh, maybe that would be, we would not be machalos Shabbos if not for the future shemiras Shabbos, right? V'chaim was apostle for the future by mitzvahs. So that logic does not apply to the atzolas nefashos of an any Yehudi. There's no Shabbos harbi in the future, right? So the value of Shabbos and the value of pikuach nefesh, when would argue, even though that sounds very, very strange and very, very jarring, the only reason it sounds very jarring to us is because we don't have the enormous kedusha of Shabbos and the value of Shabbos. So we don't get it. Right? So we don't get it. So there, but lemaisa, the halacha is that my chilul Shabbos is mutter for shmira Shabbos, but my chilul Shabbos is not mutter for non shmira Shabbos. However, the Mishneh Berurah already records that there was a takonas arba rotzes. Mishneh Berurah records that it was clear to the giants in Europe 200 or 300 years ago that if we will not be machal Shabbos for an any Yehudi, if we will not treat an any Yehudi exactly the same as we treat a Yehudi, so then we will be threatening the lives of Yehudim. Rav Moshe writes, this is patently obvious in our time as well, and therefore there is no suffix that this is correct. There is no suffix that mechuyev lechal al Shabbos for an any Yehudi, even on Shabbos. There are two stories that are worthwhile mentioning. One is the Shachak affair, which goes back to, I believe, before my time, before I was reading. It was back by, I think, the 60s, maybe early 70s, when a motorcycle driver came into Kikar Shabbat and had an accident and the people around came to the person, and then they saw there's any Yehudi, so they did not treat him, and he died as a result. And this caused a huge, huge storm. And numerous articles were written, obviously terribly censuring from Jews, from Kai, Torah, everything. There were two, the only good thing which came out of this is two articles, one by Rav Unterman and the other by Ron Soloveitchik, about that Darchei Sholem is a value within the Torah itself, and therefore Darchei Sholem does allow for certain kulas, very strong kulas. But the important part of this story is that when the reporter is investigated, Lehoyim Lenivra, there was never, there was a guy called Shachak, he was the reporter, but there was never a cyclist, and he never came to Kikur Shabbat, and he never fell off, and the Jews never didn't respond to him. This reporter heard about these halachas. He decided to create Taram, so he created a fiction, Mamish fake news when it was Kamaisha Kosu. And so it highlighted for us many things. It highlighted for us that what the Van Abarotze said in Tzchai V'Kayam was emes then, it's emes now. And the doctor once told me a separate maisa, coming up to now, probably the 80s, maybe the early 90s. And I remember exactly that there was one of the prestigious hospitals in New York City. This goes back to when transplants were not so common, heart transplants were not so common. So there was a situation where a baby needed a heart transplant, and the from doctor in that section, that division, noticed that the doctors are not moving with the speed that they normally move. Normally, everything the way he described to me we put on pause in order to make sure that we got the heart, that the heart, that the baby's prepared. That this v'chuli v'chun here was like on the, was it on slow? Was it on the regular? So this doctor took one of the doctors on and said, why aren't we using the same kind of speed we normally use? Why are we taking our time? So he said, well, you know, that these people, they never give hearts. They're not donors. So we're not so, we don't move with the same alacrity in order for them to receive. So again, it shows us that every so often a person says, it doesn't apply now, it applies now with the Van Arabas established with the Chofetz Chaim, because Rabbi Moshe wrote is very, very relevant, and therefore we don't speak about these halachas except in amongst the Beis HaMedrash. And halacha lamaisa, the response that we have to any Yehudi is the exact same response we have to Yehudi, and there can be no distinctions made bichlal. And even a person, he's going to be an uber chacham, he's going to make a distinction, they won't figure it out. Then he cannot. That's what the Chofetz Chaim was saying. The Chofetz Chaim said, "Why do we need a takonas rabbanon for it? The davar poshut that if we don't take care of an individual, they won't take care of us." So the Chofetz Chaim says, "No. The reason I think that's Rabbi Shmuel says the reason that you needed a takonah for it is because every so often there'll be a guy who'll say, I'll shatz it up differently. I can do it. I can figure it out. This case is different. V'chulei v'chulei." That's why they made the takana, that a person should make his own cheshbonos. The person should accept this is the din, this is halacha, and not try to negotiate. Go ahead.
Would the same achlokes of butcher the chuya apply to Nino Yehudi, or would it be leisman the polygast the chuya?
I would say this. I mean, I can't answer that question. I can say that the according to the Ramah, we would also function with Tehuya, right? It would have the same thing, though, as we would not want to instruct people. It would have all the same halachas. It would be Tehuya, but if it would in any way cause a delay or even loss of love, then we would not ask God to take care of it. So the halachas, the practice would have to be done entirely the same. Right? Now, I cannot answer the question for situations where Rabbanim may paskin hutra, I just don't know. I don't know if anybody would be paskins straight hutra, and I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm curious, outside of the Beis Medrash, but in a Jewish environment or context, like in a shul to Baal Abadim,
yeah.
How would you communicate the halachos in terms of being mechalik between a Jew and a goy or not?
You're not mechalik.
The vice would not mechalik.
No, but I mean, you know, if a goy would ask you and say, "Why are you mechal Shabbos for me or for a Jew?" You know, saying mipnei darkei shalom might sort of defeat the purpose of that.
In a chadami, I think you have to be. I think there are two approaches. Right, there is an approach where, if the rabbi is able to communicate that what we don't understand is the enormous position that halacha and Shabbos has, that's what we're... Now I think that if the rabbi is able to communicate that we don't, that what we, what, that we don't understand halacha here exactly. We don't. Right? The average American, the average, most American Jews, even big on the, will not be able to explain or understand why the Torah is mechalik between a Jewish life and a non-Jewish life, right? So we don't understand it. Meikra, then there is a distinction. Halach lamais, there's a distinction. But what we're not understanding is probably the enormous value of keeping the halacha. Right? So that, I think, is a presentation that one can make. And it's valuable b'toch koslenu, right? I think the fact that we don't understand it means we will never be able to explain it outside of our base of medrash. So we should. So it's not right. So that's, so outside of the base of medrash, we take the, we don't say mishum. We say the mishum darkei shalom rav muntim and rav aron. Now, as you're saying, mishum darkei shalom meaning mishum eva, right? You think Daka Shalom is a band-aid, a compromise. No. Rav Aaron would have explained Mishum Daka Shalom is a basic value in halacha. Basic value is the sort of a humanitarian approach. That's what they would have said. So, again, coming back to your question. The question is a very important question. I'm not sure if I can answer it properly. Every sign is a orb as well. What you're asking is, how do you balance the emtas haTorah and shalhalmin bnei Torah, and you want to teach Torah properly, at the same time, you don't want to create a situation where the misunderstanding of Torah creates a censorious Torah. Right, so we have a rule that, forget the exact lashon, that when a person cannot be a milsa deloy mishtama, right? If there is a part of Torah that people will not be able to accept, so we don't teach it, right? So it could be that a rov will decide that the precise way that halacha works, that we will not be able to teach, right? So then what do? Do we forge? Do we misrepresent Torah? Right? I mean, do we teach halacha lemaisa in a way that doesn't misrepresent Torah? So I would opt for the latter. Right? Teach halacha lemaisa, pikuach nefesh, nechesh shabbos, without going into the details of hold on one second. Without going into the details of the different highways and byways. Alright? Obviously, when you're learning sugyas, you have to learn a little bit of damas, right? And do our best. That's what I would opt to. If a person is able to communicate his balabatim and make it into a milsa de mishtama, or at least point out what we don't understand, that means that you're on a certain madrega already. I think it's very, very risky. I think that I would only do that in a very exclusive group. All right, go ahead.
What is the difficulty in explaining it to the average Baal Bos? Most of the life of a Jew goes ahead of the life of a Koi, except there's an Indian of Eivos, an Indian of Darche Shalom, and there's an Indian of you're threatening the life of a Jew if you don't take care of a Goy. What is so controversial about it?
I think that it's very hard to explain why my Shabbos takes precedence over a non-Jewish life.
Well, but it doesn't for myself.
But what Zvi's asking is that in our sources, the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah is, it does.
Yes, but the Bayi said, and the poskim Hashem yipiyem unu chayim.
Yeah.
they had told us that
it doesn't.
Not the case.
Okay, yeah. No, but Svi's question is, when teaching this, Svi's asking a question that Rabbanu have to think about, right? It's halacha lemaisa, but it might be for the Rav's position, maybe. But it's a two-tiered question. Svi's question is, does the and this might be a better answer. Does the fear of teaching the halacha in an accurate fashion and the repercussions, does that give us the right to teach Torah in a wrong way, in a way that's not true to Torah?
And where is it wrong?
No.
I'll be suck.
Yeah.
You're mechuyev to save the life of a guy.
Right, but you're not. But you're mechuyev. But you're mechuyev because it'll ultimately save the life of a Jew.
Right.
So guess it's, that might be the approach. Right. That's one approach.
Yeah.
Just to teach the halacha the way it is.
Even though
one is not teaching Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah precisely. Right.
The Rav can say exactly what Rebbe is saying now for the last 5 minutes.
So then that's Svi's question. Svi's question is, first of all, does the fear allow us to entirely misrepresent Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah? So, the answer probably is we probably can find sources from the Gemara and Gittin, from the Gemara and Megillah.
All you have to say is there are certain mitigating situations.
Right, so that's, well, one second, hold on that. So we probably could find sources for the Septuagint that we are allowed to help in Pnei Torah in order to save Jews. All right, so that'd be the answer. All right, so that's probably the correct answer. Now, then the next question that he's asking is, klapei our own balabatim, klapei our own children, right? So then, do we teach the halacha? Should we be teaching something that we don't fully, that we have trouble articulating? Should we be fudging that?
What aspect do we have trouble articulating?
We have trouble articulating that my Shabbos is doche my neighbor's life.
That I can be mechal Shabbos for myself to save a goy.
We have trouble articulating that Mikra did, but Chayvim doesn't apply. Hold on 1 second. We had a question back there, or back there.
I see my time.
Was that? you made it important to Aura then.
I just wanted to ask, I think this will take us too far afield. Rebbe thinks that Mipnei Darkei Shalom as an actual ideal is a compelling argument or an apologetic.
So that was what Reb Unterman and Reb Aaron were pointing out, that Mishum Darkei Shalom is. Right.
And I just wanted to know if Rebbe's evaluation, if he thought it was a compelling argument.
My recollection was that I did not find but I haven't read them in probably 25, 30 years. My recollection was that I did not find them compelling in terms of the sources themselves. And that's neither here nor there, I think. So again, so this is this Nakudish, an important Nakudish discussion, as important as some of the halachas to try to understand this better. So just to have some clarity. So I think that we could that it is right, it's mutter and right to teach the halacha in such a way that it will be the safest thing for Klal Yisrael. I think that's correct. Okay, now, the next step, within our own Balabatim, if we shuts up that it's going to stay within the coastal base of Medrash, if it shuts up, it's not going to, which I'm not sure that's possible nowadays, but let's say we do have that, so then we have blessed of all sorts of alabat and everyone who has a clear head like you have. So then we know it's not going to be. So then should we teach? So then we should probably do our best of teaching the halacha, but expressing that I think it's important for a rav to be able to say I cannot fully understand this myself. Right? I know it's, but what's wrong is the way that the values that I have fully absorbed, and I'm not on the Madrega where I can appreciate that my Shabbos is of such a value, right? Similarly, right? The Emma says that even by the Averis Chamuras, so we would have trouble, right? Every single day when we say B'chol Nafshecha, and we think about being Moisa Nefesh for the Averis Chamuras. Right? So I often think, I don't know if I have that Gevura to be able to be Moisa Nefesh for the Averis Chamuras. Right? That I wouldn't find a Mahalach, right? And a Vodizara to, right? So Rav Volvi, not Rav Volvi. Rav Revda has in one of his svarim, he says, he asked the Akasha, in Yom Ram, so we review the Kedis Yitzchak. So he says, but we don't, why is that a Kitrug? Do I really think I would have the ability to carry the Kedis Yitzchak? So again, it's hard for us to put us in the position to have a Nebuah. But as I'm saying the Kedis Yitzchak, am I convinced, and I'm asking Shvaruch, who's the Chorah, am I convinced that I have that ability. So why is it a kitrug? So Rav Bremner writes that the fact that we see it as a value, even though we may not be able to live up to that value. That's what we're saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we understand that Kedis Yitzchak is a value. I said, that's the perfect. Even if we're not on the Madrega, even to aspire to that, but we know we should be aspiring to that. See, that's how we say Kodesh Baruch Hu. We get it. There's a value. So we're saying the same thing over here, L'chor, in a different way. That we don't, because it's a chisron in us. And therefore, we happen to be very, very comfortable with the mahalach of the Vada of Rosh Hashanah Chavetz Chaim and Reb Moshe, because it helps us make things work for us, although in a very, very orchestrated fashion. It's working for us, but it's working for us, but the emphasis is, you know, when we're alone with our own thoughts, it's working for us because we're not really comfortable with, we don't really understand it because we're Baruch Hu Sarva. So everything works out okay in the end, right? That discomfort is, I think it's a rub can and should share that with the Baal HaBat, but as long as he realizes that that's a chisar in the end. Right. Okay, so we went a little bit far in the curriculum field, but truth is, Rabbi Stein can give the shiur better than I can give. So if push comes to shove, okay, good. So I think we'll have a mincha now, and mitzvah next week. What's the regular schedule, Mr. Shem? 1:30 till. Oh, okay. So then, I'm sorry that I imposed the schedule on you. Okay, good.
We're flexible.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
My son so happens that he was in the Yeshiva.
Oh, really?
It's Rabbi Blau. My son knows him from Silver Spring. My son was a Malay Yeshiva.
Yeah.
He's Rabbi. What he wants is Yeshiva.